Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents In Church as It Is in Heaven, Cultivating a Multi-Ethnic Kingdom Culture by Jamal E. Williams and Timothy Paul Jones. Narrated by Mike Lenz and Myron Willis. Introduction. Broken City, Broken World. You've probably never heard of Shelby Park. It's an ethnically diverse neighborhood here in Louisville, Kentucky, and home to Sojourn Church Midtown. It's where the two of us, one of us black, the other white, serve as pastors. You probably have heard about an apartment building about 9 miles south of us. On March 13, 2020, the Louisville Metro Police Department executed a no-knock warrant on a unit in that building. In the botched raid that followed, 26-year-old medical technician Brianna Taylor was shot to death. None of the suspects named in the warrant were even in the apartment, and the officer who obtained the warrant had fabricated evidence. The resulting wave of demonstrations and counter-demonstrations lasted for months. There were vigils and protests and prayer walks. Most were peaceful, and we participated in some of them. But there was violence as well. 2 police officers and 7 protesters were shot during the demonstrations, and National Guard troops killed the owner of a popular barbecue stand on the west end of town. 4 blocks from Sojourn Church Midtown stands Little Flock Missionary Baptist Church. It's a historic African-American congregation that served our neighborhood for more than a century. On June 3, 2020, an unidentified group of white males fired at least 30 bullets through its front doors. This wasn't the first attempted attack on a historic African-American church in our city in recent years. Less than 2 years before the shooting of Brianna Taylor, a white male with a gun tried to force his way into an African-American church on the east side of town. When he found the building locked, he drove to a nearby grocery where he murdered a woman and a man, both black, one of whom was with his grandson, buying supplies for a school project. When the shooter was confronted by another white man, the shooter replied, "Don't shoot me, I won't shoot you. Whites don't kill whites." The high-profile deaths of Brianna Taylor, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and so many others have revealed fault lines in our culture and triggered seismic eruptions in cities across the United States. All of this has left lasting scars in our community, in our church, and in us. And yet, chasing God's vision, we're still here. A multi-ethnic band of pastors leading a diverse congregation that loves Jesus, the gospel, and the city of Louisville. We've lamented as we've seen some members leave. We've mourned as many well-intended plans have fallen short. And we've seen our hair grow grayer. Yet, we have no plans to give up our vision for this place, because we're filled with hope in Christ and hope for you. Our vision is to pursue a life like heaven. For us, that means watching this church grow into a diverse, gospel-driven, scripture-saturated community and equipping other congregations to do the same. What we envision is a future filled with ethnically and socioeconomically diverse churches in every corner of race-torn America. It's a vision that our friend and fellow pastor Jarvis Williams has termed Redemptive Kingdom Diversity. Despite the wounds of the past few years, God has been at work among us, turning brokenness into wholeness. At the height of tensions in Louisville, we shepherded our people through a sermon series titled The Gospel, Race, and Justice that has had an impact far greater than what we expected. Messages from the series ended up reaching churches far beyond Louisville. Years later, we still hear regularly from pastors who are using these messages to shape their church's response to racial injustice. But this vision isn't merely our vision. It's also God's vision. Before time began, God planned to forge humanity in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?